From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. America has lost one of its great newsmen. Irving R. Levine died today in Washington, D.C. of complications from cancer. He was 86. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
During some of the iciest days of the Cold War, an NBC foreign correspondent sent dispatches to American living rooms directly from Moscow.
Soviet scientists won't predict when they will be prepared to launch their satellite. They claim they are not interested in a race with America.
Levine's era was one of such terrible technology, it could take a day to call New York from Moscow. But Levine appreciated the time he had to think through stories. He was the first accredited U.S. reporter in the Soviet Union.
There were so many firsts with him, it seems.
Kevin Roth is president of Lynn University in Florida, where for 15 years the newsman was better known as Dean Levine.
He was there for her first heart transplant. He lived in communist Russia. He lived in communist China. He had had so many amazing and interesting firsthand experiences.
Levine bore witness to the Berlin blockade, the Korean War, uprisings in Algeria and the Belgian Congo. He reported from Rome for 10 years. Levine got reassigned to Washington in 1970. The lifestyle of foreign correspondents had changed, thanks to new technology, and Levine disliked having to file constantly. Some thought he was being put to pasture when Levine started covering economics. They were completely wrong.
This is NBC News Update.
Levine took a beat seen as dry and stolid and made it clear and compelling. It helped that he found himself covering recessions, oil embargoes, and labor upheavals in the 1970s.
The president's announcement came after days of intense White House pressure on the mine owners to sign a contract.
Irving R. Levine cut an iconic figure in network newsrooms, in part because of his ever-present bow tie. Lynn College president Kevin Roth said once during Levine's tenure as dean, he was running late to an appointment. Roth knocked on the door and saw Levine dashing out notes in longhand, his bow tie shockingly undone.
And within about 3 seconds, with one hand, he tied his bow tie and put his notes in his pocket and said, "Okay, I'm ready." So he was the consummate newsman.
Neda Ulaby, NPR News.